Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the local seasonal and organic delights at Farm Star Pizza, where the farmer is the star. Farm Star features artisan pizzas, salads, appetizers, and desserts with, wait for it, you know what I'm going to say. Oh yes, vegan and gluten-free offerings, craft beer, and eclectic wines. Farm Star Pizza is open Monday through Friday for lunch, noon on Saturday and Sunday, and for dinner 7 nights a week with live music on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. They're located at 2359 The Esplanade. Visit farmstarpizza.com or like them on Facebook. And we're also made possible by Tim Kemper of Stanford Mortgage. Tim is a proud supporter of KZFR, and to learn how Tim can help make your dreams come true, visit his new website, timkemperloans.com, or call him at 530-571-7723, MLO number 977542, an equal opportunity lender. Also, I have a public service announcement. When classes let out for summer, daily homework disappears, but that is not all. School meals disappear too, making summer a stressful time for many families who are unable to put food on the table. But it doesn't have to be this way. This summer, the Butte County Office of Education is partnering with No Kid Hungry to test an innovative meal delivery pilot program to support families in our community free of charge. From July 9th to August 3rd, drivers will deliver breakfast and lunch door-to-door to families that apply and agree to serve meals to their children and other children in the community. The Butte County Office of Education is currently looking for families to join the program. To be eligible, families must apply online and qualify for free or reduced lunch or SNAP. To learn more and apply, visit nokidhungry.org/summerinnovation. That's nokidhungry.org/summerinnovation. This is KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Non-Human Radio. All right. Well, welcome to the 5:30 half-hour show. Welcome to the June 27th, 2018 edition of Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico and streaming online at kzfr.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. This is your host, Jeannie Trezino, and today I welcome Kelsey Leach to the KZFR studio via our magic online telephone interview system. Kelsey is the Free for Life campaign manager for Animal Place, and she previously worked as a veterinary assistant and loves to help animals in any way that she can. Kelsey has also been an ethical vegan for nearly 10 years. Okay, well, welcome to the show, Kelsey. Are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me, Jeannie.
Oh, good. Technology works. I'm so glad to finally have you on the show to talk about Free for Life, a great new program from Animal Place. And for our listeners who don't know, Animal Place is a farmed animal sanctuary in Grass Valley that is doing lots of cutting-edge advocacy and setting up lots of very interesting programs for farmed animals and for awareness in our community of farmed animals. So Kelsey is the campaign manager for a new program called Free for Life. And why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about the Free for Life program.
Yeah, the Free for Life program, we just launched it recently, and it offers students who don't want to sell their animals at auction and see them go to slaughter, it offers them an alternative to that, and we help them find permanent homes for their animals, either at a sanctuary or in a private home.
And what kind of students... These are students in FFA, Future Farmers for America, and 4-H?
Yes. So it's students who are participating in animal cultural programs, so FFA, 4-H, and often, you know, these kids will grow really attached to these animals, and often we get calls about wanting to find placement for them so they don't have to see them go to slaughter.
Right, and I think one of your previous positions, or do you still do it for Animal Place, is adoption coordinator?
Yes. I started as the adoption coordinator about 2 years ago. I am currently also the adoption manager, so I do help find homes for a lot of the animals that come through Animal Place.
So you've seen basically two years of probably quite a few calls from young people.
Yes, and it's very, we get a lot of calls during the heavy fair seasons, and I often talk to kids who are just crying because they've fallen in love with their pig and they don't want to see him go to auction.
And doesn't 4-H start at much younger ages, though? Like, don't younger kids start off with bunnies and maybe chickens or something?
Yes, so you can start, usually the age ranges are from anywhere from 7 to 18 years old. Typically, the larger farm animals, you'll see 7th graders through 8th graders raising those animals.
And do you take calls from very young kids who have bunnies and such, or is it?
We have, you know, students. I had an 11-year-old contact me, and they were raising an animal, and they didn't want to see them go to auction. So, yeah, it'll start very young. You'll see them grow attached to these animals, and they want help.
And our communities need education. So I suppose it meets both of the missions of Animal Place. And of animal activists all over. So it's kind of like, are you trying to get ahead of the curve, trying to get ahead of the emergency weepy calls of, not weepy, that's a mocking term, I don't mean that way, but like anguished calls from kids or their parents about what to do with this cow or pig or lamb, I suppose, that the students have become attached to?
You know what? We really come to expect these calls. We get them pretty often, and this campaign was really a long time in the making, and we wanted to be able to educate students and let them know, you know, there's other programs. They don't have to raise and sell an animal for slaughter to gain what they do through these programs. So experience, you know, they learn a lot from them, but there's other ways to go about that. And we've really come to expect these calls from students, and we really wanted to make this program happen for a long time. So this year was the year that we were able to do that. And moving forward, we hope that we're able to see the program really grow.
Kelsey Leach from Animal Place. How does the Free for Life program work then? Say we have some listeners, because I know 4-H and FFA are really big in Butte County and the Chico area. We have a city fair as well as the county fair is in Gridley. And then we have the Silver Dollar Fair here in Chico. And I know both of those have big animal showing components in addition to the rides and, you know, fair food and stuff like that. So how would a kid get involved with Free for Life?
Okay, so definitely there, almost every county in California has a fair, and several have multiple fairs. So there are, and most of them have livestock auctions. So it's very popular. And if a student, I think it goes both ways. With this campaign, we want to try and do outreach to the students as well, so we can let them know this program's here. And if they happen to find us, you know, they can contact us and try and make it as easy as possible for the students. So they can call, text, they can reach out to us through social media.
Do they find you? What's your website that they would go to?
So our website is freeforlife.org. So it's pretty, I would think I would find it easy to remember. So, and we'll also be doing direct outreach. So we'll help by finding these students. Maybe they've posted some photos on social media about the animals that they love and have grown attached to, and we can reach out to them and say, hey, have you heard of this Free for Life program? Are you interested in learning about it? Something like that.
Are you going to reach out to the actual chapters, the 4-H or FFA chapters, like the local club groups?
We've been discussing it, and this is a very new program, so we will definitely learn as we go, but we want to take the most effective route, and we want to help save these animals, and we also want to help the children that are in these programs. So if that means reaching out to the local 4-H chapters and getting in touch with the students that way and offering an alternative to auctioning off their animals, sure, we would do that. But we also don't want to see any backlash from the community because we don't want people, you know, giving this program a bad name where it would make students want to shy away from the program, if you get what I'm saying.
Sure.
So that's, we've talked about reaching out to the programs directly, but we're not sure if that's the avenue we're going to take.
I think you're just, if this program is so brand new, you want to take it one kid at a time, one animal at a time, I would guess, to start out with. And, you know, and as you say, the 4-H and FFA programs do have a lot to offer in terms of discipline and camaraderie, and you don't want necessarily, you're not against that part of their program. It's just this final part where this the animal becomes a project for sale. But that is an important part of the FFA project involving animals. And sometimes the students take out a loan, right, to purchase like the baby animal.
Yeah, that is very common. That they'll take out loans, and a lot of them, that's a big factor in going, you know, through the Free for Life program or trying to rehome your animal instead of, you know, sending them to auction, because often when they sell these animals at auction, it's, you know, they're paying back their loans or making the money back that they've spent to care for their animals. So that's another aspect. The student would definitely need to think about, but if their animal's life is worth that, you know. So we could help talk them through how to make that money. We've seen kids do bake sales, do online fundraisers. So there's definitely ways to earn that money back. And that is also another learning experience, learning how to raise those funds on your own and taking charge and being able to do that is a pretty valuable experience.
Okay, Kelsey Leach from Animal Place's Free for Life program. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Animal Place? I know that I've mentioned it on the show many times, because you are always having great events and reaching out to the local community in the Sacramento area. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Animal Place and why you support them, why you want to dedicate your, I wouldn't call it, I don't know, you tell me, is it a career for you? Is this animal advocacy, is that a career for you?
Yes, animal advocacy is a career for me. It's something that I've always wanted to do, and I was lucky enough to get a job at Animal Place, and through my time here, I've really grown to love and appreciate the work that this organization does, and I do feel like it is a career for me. I can see myself here, you know, forever, and helping spread the message that Animal Place does. To segue into a little bit about Animal Place, Animal Place was co-founded almost 30 years ago in Vacaville, California. And we were on a 60-acre property, and we started as an animal sanctuary for farmed animals, as well as an education center. In 2010, we were able to move up to Grass Valley, California, to a 600-acre property, and really develop our education program so we could have people come in and take tours and let them meet the animals who are advocates for the ones who aren't going to make it. So education and then sanctuary for animals is a huge part of Animal Place and what we do.
That's great. How can folks visit Animal Place?
We are open to the public 6 days a week, so Monday through Saturday from 10 to 4, and we're open for self-guided tours. They're free, so just come down to the property and come in and get a map and take a stroll around. And then we also have guided tours, and they're generally about 2 hours long, and you get to go into our museum, which is a museum of farmed animals and animal agriculture. So there's an educational component to the tours. And then you get to go in with all of the animals and hear their stories and meet them. It's a really hands-on experience, which is wonderful.
That's really great.
Yeah, and all of our info is on our website, which is animalplace.org.
Super duper. And then you also have a pretty robust Facebook presence as well under Animal Place.
Yes.
That's great.
We try to stay on top of posting so that people who aren't able to come to the sanctuary can really see what's going on with all of the animals and what's going on at Animal Place.
Okay, Kelsey Leach from Animal Places. She's the campaign director of Animal Places program called Free for Life, which is a program to help kids who are raising animals in FFA and 4-H programs to keep those animals from becoming someone's dinner, in a nutshell. Let's circle back and talk about this a little bit more. So say a kid has, you know, by the time they're raising a cow or a pig, they're probably in middle school or even high school, and they may or may not have gone through the steps of FFA in terms of previously raising bunnies or a lamb or a turkeys or chicken and showing and selling those animals. Do you ask these kids to make a commitment to not do this anymore? To opt out of this system? Or how does that work?
Yes, we do. Mainly because we don't want the student to have to suffer the following year if they raise an animal and have to go through the same process. And we don't want, again, to have to find placement for an animal when they've gone through the process. We really want this to be a teaching or learning experience for the student. We don't want them to have to go through it all again.
So you want to provide basically a safe exit for these kids who are to honor their, I'm sort of putting words in your mouth, but I guess, have you talked one-on-one with these students, these kids who are having this change of heart about their?
I have. Yeah, there's one person in particular that really stood out to me, which was around when I first came on with Animal Place about 2 years ago. A young student called me because she was raising a sheep, and she didn't want to see her sheep go to auction, and she loved her sheep, and this was the person who was crying on the phone with me, and that's the time where you talk to them and say, hey, you know what, I'm happy to help find placement for your animal. Would you consider not participating in these programs the following, or, you know, ever again, so that you're not going through this? And in this case, she did not want to participate in the program any longer because she didn't want to go through that, of course.
That sounds like it would be hard on you and hard on her to have to, pull up that emotional, that empathy, both for the student. And is it mostly young women who are having change of hearts, just out of curiosity?
A lot are women, but there's also males that'll have a change of heart. It just really depends, I think, on the bonds that they've created with the animal.
Okay, so anyway, so for you as the helper, you have empathy for the student, and certainly if a student's calling you and crying, they are very traumatized by what they are going through. And then as an animal advocate, you you've also got tremendous empathy for the animal involved, for the non-human animal involved, and because you know more clearly, probably than the student him or herself, what the fate of that animal is going to be.
Yeah, I think I definitely do, and I think that's a big issue, is the students don't fully understand the reality of what's going to happen at the end of raising this animal. And people often ask me, you know, what's wrong with FFA or 4-H? And I can, you know, give them an explanation from my personal point of view, and I'm the person who gets the call from the 15-year-old person who's crying on the other end of the line because they don't want to see the animal that they love go to slaughter. So I can kind of give that perspective. I hear it so often. And, you know, it's really not okay.
All right. We are speaking with Kelsey Leach, who's the campaign coordinator for the Free for Life program at Animal Place in Grass Valley. And has most of your work with this program, and actually with animal placements in your past 2 years as adoption coordinator and adoption manager at Animal Place, has that been mostly with California-based animals? California is a big state. There's certainly plenty to do here, but I'm just curious. Do you take calls from all over, or?
We do. So we get calls from all over the country because we are one of the oldest and largest sanctuaries in the United States. We do a lot of work in California, and a lot of that is through our adoption program, and we rescue large numbers of hens from the egg industry and then find them homes. But we do find homes for animals in other states, so Washington, Oregon, mainly the western states. It's pretty expensive to move animals over state lines. They often have to have blood work done, and then they have to have a vet check them out to make sure that they're healthy enough to cross state lines, and they have to have the right paperwork. And then, of course, you have to pay for transport. So most of this program is supported by donors. So we'll definitely try to find homes near where the animal is. One day, we're thinking big, and hopefully this will be a campaign that goes across the country, and we work with other sanctuaries and have, you know, staff members who can help find placement for animals at different sanctuaries throughout the United States.
Oh, I'm all for collaboration. I think our movement can only grow if we can reach out and work with other animal organizations and also, you know, environmental groups and find this kind of common humanity, common empathy for non-human animals. So that's awesome. And here we are at the beginning, huh? This is the very beginning of this program, and I'm sure lots of different paths to try. And I'm just looking forward to hearing more about it. Do you have anything else to add?
I mean, there's so much to continue talking about for the Free for Life program, but I would always encourage students who have any change of heart to contact us. You know, we're definitely here to help, and even if they're unsure, if they have pressure from their parents or their advisors to send their animal to auction, and they just aren't quite sure, to reach out to us, we'll talk to them and help them, you know, come to a compassionate decision.
So you offer counseling services too, it sounds like.
Yeah. I'm happy to talk to anyone.
That's great. I mean, sometimes, you know, along this pathway of raising an animal, if you're sensitive to it, you probably, you know, notice many different little decision points, like, oh, this is the time we're going to castrate our steer without anesthetic, and like maybe I don't feel so great about that, you know, and that's an off ramp point, or we're going to, you know, other other mutilations that we do to our cows, like the dehorning process, which is without anesthetic. So, yeah, I think it's great that you guys are there. And, you know, who knows? Maybe a 4-H kid will end up as a intern at through your very active internship program that you have at Animal Place. Has that ever happened?
Has whatever happened? I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Has a 4-H or FFA student ever come back like a couple years later, and or even, you know, during the process and become an intern at Animal Place?
You know what? I am not. I couldn't answer that with 100%.
Oh, no, I gotcha.
But we, you know what? We do have students from all different ranges of life experiences that do come into our internship program. I know that a lot of people who go to animal agricultural colleges
like Chico State
come through our internship program.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, you've been listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio. I'm your host, Jeannie Trezino, and we have been talking with Kelsey Leach, who's the campaign manager for Animal Place's Free for Life program, which is a program to help 4-H and FFA kids find an off-ramp for their beloved cow or chicken or bunny or lamb, to find an off-ramp for that animal other than somebody's dinner plate. So I want to give a big thanks to Kelsey for taking the time to be on Non-Human Radio. Did you have any last comments?
Yes, definitely. I would encourage people to check out our website, freeforlife.org, and you can also find us on all social media, so Facebook, Instagram. I would start by looking up our Facebook, which is Animal Place.
Okay, great. And I'll post a link to the Free for Life program on the Non-Human Radio Facebook page, as well as to Animal Place. And who knows, maybe there will be a field trip from the Chico Vegan Meetup folks to Animal Place sometime soon. You're not that far away.
We would love it.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you so much. And I am going to go ahead and wrap up the show. Thanks
okay,
very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
All right. As we wrap up the show, I wanted to share a scoop that has made a bit of a buzz amongst the Chico vegan community. That is, there is a Chico food truck called the Drunken Dumpling that evidently has a vegan bao, which is a steamed cake on its menu that has a marinated organic tofu in it, hoisin sauce, peanut cilantro, and someone says that the Drunken Dumpling's house-made kimchi is to die for, and definitely something to add into that. So that is the Drunken Dumpling food truck. And I only mention it because vegan options from our local food trucks can be scarce or kind of like humdrum, and this sounds really, sounds pretty good. We'll move on to our animal rights calendar of events. This coming tomorrow night, Thursday, June 28th, from 6 to 9 p.m., Plant-Based Chico is having its monthly meeting at the Chico Guildhall at 2775 Nord Avenue. And they will be meeting to share tips and tricks on how to be a happy, healthy, whole foods, plant-based vegan. And this meeting is going to be featuring Dr. Shenghong Liu, who is a naturopath from the Mount Shasta area. He'll be talking about how the thyroid plays a key role in health and how important a plant-based lifestyle can be to healing thyroid issues. The event is free and open to the public, and for more information, check out the Plant-Based Chico Facebook group. Also, the Great Sacramento Vegan Burger Battle is winding up through the June 30th. So if you haven't been up to or down to Sacramento to check out the vegan burgers at various vegan and omnivore restaurants have been offering, the pictures that people have been posting look amazing. So you may want to check it out to get a last-minute vegan burger and to find out more information on the more than 30 restaurants that are participating in that. Go to theveganchefchallenge.com. And what else do we have? That is it. I'm just about out of time. I'm going to wrap up. Non-Human Radio is made possible through the support of KZFR listeners like you. And if you like the show, I encourage you to support to support it by donating via the virtual tip jar on the KZFR website at kzfr.org. This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, or its staff. Coming up next from 6 to 7 p.m. is The Real Issue with some fancy-looking guests. And I think it's going to be music. So our theme music is Ready to Fall by Vegan Activist Rockers Rise Against. Until next week, be different, be better, be kind, and of course, go vegan.